Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And it is a wonderful day today. This is our Wednesday, as you may know it. For us, this is Celio. For those of us who are also aware of cosmic time, and we are so glad to be here with you. Yes, this is the Universal Principle Support Group radio version. And we definitely want to welcome our facilitator in training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad. How are you today?
Greetings, Great Rising, Dr. Jewel, and listening audience. I am well. And how are you on this plasma?
Well, I am wonderful, most of all grateful and appreciative. And, you know, we have a very interesting topic to talk about today, which is debt. And, oh boy, you know, when I started looking at that, I recognized that, you know, human beings on this planet are in such debt. It's incredible. Okay, so most people think of debt and money, or, you know, they owe somebody something. That is the least of your debt. Trust me.
Yeah.
It is the least of your debt. You're going to really have to learn about how indebted you are when. And this is a biggie. We all have to come through this. We're complaining, and we don't have enough of this, and we can barely say thank you, and we don't show appreciation, and we're still looking at somebody else as though they have nothing to do with us, that they're not connected. All of that puts you in debt with the cosmos, with yourself. So we are going to talk about debt. But first of all, I have to lay down a foundation for you. So I don't know what many of you think about, you know, universal principles. Okay, well, what is that? Let's hear what they have to say. Oh, I know Dr. Jewel, she's been, you know, on the radio for years, and, you know, I've learned a lot from her. So, you know, because of her reputation, let's listen. Well, this is one of the most important shows of your life, this series. And we're going to let our sponsors speak to you, and then as soon as they say hello, I'm going to share with you a little story in my life as to why I'm even here today to you about universal principles as soon as we come back. But you need to hear this story, because I don't want you to go into debt not one moment longer with the cosmos. So pay attention, stay tuned, get a big glass of water, and when we come back, let's talk. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Well, greetings. If you're back with us, please hurry back, whatever you're doing, because I want you to give us your attention for this show. It's a very important show. So, universal principles. Well, what is that about? Well, let me succinctly tell you what it's about. It is about everything. That's what it's about, the consciousness of everything. We've got laws and languages, and we've got a whole bunch of other things that our different cultures align themselves with, et cetera. But 99.9% of the human population still cannot communicate with the cosmos, which means that they can't communicate with themselves. And this is what universal principles is about. Universal means throughout, all over, planetary, okay, solar, and universe. Now, the universe is huge. One day we'll talk about the gradation and what a universe is versus what a cosmos is, et cetera, versus a solar system. It's very deep. But the point is, universal principles is in our language to the best that we've been able to translate it into a language is your capacity to think in a particular way, which is a frequency that allows you to align yourself with everything, everything that you can hear, see, feel, touch, and beyond. Because everything else except the human being thinks in terms of universal principle. Everything. Your pencil, your steering wheel on your car, the tire, the trees, the birds, everything understands and communicates via universal principle. Even though the birds may sound different, there was some lizards outside my place today, the little lizards, they all have their little noises, but they all translate the universal principle communication, which is why everything else understands each other except the human. The human's always wondering, well, what is that sound that they're making? Well, why do they sound like this? And we're the only ones that cannot understand what everybody else understands, every other organism, because we don't know and most of all think in terms of universal principle. This is very important. Now, you know, I've read a lot of stuff throughout my years here of how to think better and how to have a better life and how to be happier and a lot of other things. And I really worked with that. I really did. And out of all the things that I have worked with and taken the time to go study and hear lecturers and teachers, why universal principle? Because this was a major component of a formula that I discovered that cured cancer. Not only cancer, but all diseases in your physical body, in your mental body, in your emotional body. So I don't know if many of you really understand my background. I've been in science all of my life. I've had a microscope since I was 8 years old. So I've always been looking below the surface. I always had a clear idea of what was beneath what most people saw. Since I was 8, I was able to see that based on the magnification of my microscope. I then continued into the colleges and universities doing the same thing. And so therefore, I decided that I even wanted to get so deep into looking at the ultrastructure of life, of objects, that I wanted to get a graduate PhD, a doctorate degree in electron microscopy. Okay, that's where I could look at the atom, the atomic structure of something. And I was detoured favorably, but I was detoured into taking a look at myself in the form of taking a look and learning about human body and how to care for humans, which we call medical school. Now, listen to my language, because I'm telling you that going to medical school is the high honor and option to be able to intensely do what? Learn about yourself. Learn about yourself. 99.9% of all doctors never ever look at the fact that every time they go into a patient's room, every time they stand at a patient's bedside, every time that they're performing surgery on a patient, it's on themselves. Because they don't know universal principle. And so this is one of the biggest problems we have in healthcare. All the nurses, the doctors, the therapists, they're all thinking that they're doing something for something or someone out there. They don't recognize that it's for themselves, which is why we have the real issues in treatment, in attention span, in sincerity, everything, because everybody's thinking that, you know, yeah, you're who you are over there. But no, that's who you are in you. And this makes it very clear when you understand universal principle. So, of course, I was just like all my other colleagues, and so I was there thinking I'm learning about human anatomy, physiology, and you go on and on, and that's them, it's not me. Until I had the opportunity now to have to look at myself with a disease that so many other people are now having to face. And that was cancer, and it was a very interesting type of cancer, one that I had to diagnose myself. My colleagues even could not diagnose it. So it's very interesting, a little game we used to play in medical school. If you can't diagnose, you can't treat. So as medical students, and we had to be able to diagnose what the symptoms were when a patient was presented to us, whoever was able to make the diagnosis then could be a part of the treatment plan, whether that was surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, whatever, they could basically be a major part of that. If you messed up and flubbed the diagnosis, then you had to stand on the side in my groups and just watch now what is going to happen, because you couldn't even see where the symptoms were originating from. Now, in my case, that was still true for me. And so therefore, my colleagues diagnosed me. I had to diagnose myself. So therefore, I recognized that whatever they were recommending was not going to be something included in my treatment program. So with that said, I had no use for standard medical. And that's really interesting. Listen to me very carefully, because I'm telling you, I'm a real MD. At one point in my career, I was voted as one of the top 10 doctors in my state. So for me to basically say, you know, what I've been taught, what I've been a part of, I can't participate in it any longer because they weren't able to see me. They weren't able to see me. And I was not going to submit to allowing people that couldn't even see me to treat me. That would be ridiculous. And it happens too often, and the patient suffers because the therapist did not see themselves and take the time to really identify what the problem was that caused the symptoms. So recognizing now what I was trained in was not available to me, I had to then look for some other help, okay? With that said, that took me on a very interesting journey. That journey began with looking at anybody who could help. And I began to look around. So I received invitations from all kind of groups. Oh, you know, come and learn this, study this, whatever else. And I definitely was like, I don't have time for this. I got family. I've got all these other things, conferences to go to. So I would just throw those invitations in the trash. Now we got very serious and we had to think about, what am I going to do? Well, the invitations, goodness, were persistent. And they would come every month, 2 months, or whatever. And so they were on my desk again. But this time I did not discard them. So I decided I would start investigating these other alternatives. And in the process of doing so, I had to make some decisions. One of the main decisions that I had to make is that I recognized that my emotional body was not at peace. It was not in joy. It was not happy. And definitely, I could identify that that could be the foundation for many, many symptoms. But for mine, I knew that wasn't the case. So it looks as though our sponsors want to speak to you very quickly. Let them do so, and then I'll be right back with the rest of the story, because you must comprehend how important at this time that you must include learning the universal language of life, universal principles. I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Well, thank you for listening. You are listening to the Jewel Network, your science news radio network. We are excited to bring you the latest in science news, especially emotionally and mentally for you at the moment and throughout the 21st century. Now, we've been talking about universal principles and my story about why this is the most important language you can learn on this planet. So, I previously shared with you that I created for myself a cancer in my body that could not be diagnosed by my colleagues. I had to diagnose it, and so therefore, because they couldn't diagnose it, I decided that they also could not treat it, and I was on a journey to figure out what to do for myself. Now, in recognizing that emotionally, I was just in a lot of anxiety, and I recognize that that does not help build and sustain a very strong and healthy immune system. Therefore, I had to really look at, well, why was I so unhealthy emotionally? Unhealthy emotionally means that you're not in joy. That means that you're not actually in ecstasy about your life. Yes, that's emotional illness. And most people don't think so. They think they can walk around and, you know, be functionally depressed. Oh, you know, I take, you know, recreational alcohol and recreational drugs and, you know, to get through the... No. You emotionally are not healthy. You are suffering. And so, therefore, the body eventually is going to catch up. And this is what happens with most people. This is the foundation for chronic illness. Emotional dis-ease precedes chronic physical dis-ease. Understand that. And this is why chronic physical dis-ease is poorly handled in the present medical system, because they don't focus on the origin of the chronicity of the symptoms, which is always sustained by the emotional body. Well, how does the emotional body become ill? Well, because it is not able to comprehend relative to your thinking how the universe works. We can't trust. We're disappointed over and over again. We're not understanding why this isn't manifesting. How did I get into this condition? What's going on with my relationship? All of that sensation collects in what is known as the emotional body. And because your outer world is a reflection of your thinking, your outer world is a reflection of how you think. Therefore, if the thoughts are the same, everywhere you look, people are thinking like you. And so obviously, to a greater or lesser degree, their life is like you. How are you going to get out of that quandary of this emotional discomfort? Well, I asked myself that question. And as I looked at all the things in my outer world, I didn't know that I thought those into existence at that time. I was saying, I've got to figure out how and what do I need to do differently so that I can transform my life, what I'm seeing going on around me. And I recognized that I had studied very intensely, studied hard. You know, I was raised as a Christian in the Methodist Church, and I really tried to adhere to those values. I just had a whole list of things that I really adhered to as I was introduced to them in my journey of living. And obviously, here I am now with cancer, emotionally not happy, okay? And what would be the end result if I didn't figure out the answer to this would be the destruction of my body. Now, one of the greatest gifts that medical school gave to me was the capacity to see inside of a human body, spend lots of time with the anatomy, the ultrastructure of a human body, and then to observe in so many ways how it functions. Amazing. Your body is miraculous. It is incredible. We don't know anything, any systems greater than that body that you are now animating. And never doubt that. It's an incredible miracle. So therefore, I'm like, I'm supposed to be the doctor. How can I, with the information that I have, the things that I've seen, seeing inside my own body, that I can just let this just shrivel up and basically be dropped in the ground or thrown in a furnace, whatever. To me, that would be a total end for all this time that I spent studying life. So I recognized that I had to really make a decision, okay? Cancer is not a disease that's kind to the anatomy of the body. It totally destroys it. It leaves it in a wreck, havoc. And the greatest thing that I'm saying to you today is that it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have, you don't ever have to have cancer. You don't ever have to allow that disease, if you've created for yourself, to bring about these distortions. But truly, you must change your thinking. And so with all the patients that had come to me that I had been able to help with diet and, you know, herbs, and to the extent that I understood emotionally, I recognized that now I'm in the hot seat. What am I going to do? All of these different concepts of how you think, you behave, et cetera, I recognize they had flaws in them, that there was a problem here because my body now is disintegrating and I really adhere to all these different philosophies. And I had been exposed to universal principle, exposed to it like I'm talking to you. And I was like, okay, they're very interesting. Maybe this is something that I could seriously look at. Well, I had the opportunity about a year or so before I recognized I was ill to meet the author of one of the very well-known books, You Can Have It All, that's the name of the book. And he writes about universal principle. Now, I paid attention to him because he was a lawyer. And so he knew the Queen's Law, the torts, and all of the different rules and laws, et cetera. And he recognized that they had limitations because he had a similar issue with his health. He was in pain all the time. And he recognized he did not want to be just a paid gladiator. He felt that that's what lawyers were. They had to go into the court and they got to fight and whatever else. And he was like, there's a problem with that. And in his willingness to have a pain-free life, he recognized that there were laws that govern everything that most people don't know anything about. That's why the name universal laws came into being. And in his willingness to get the answer to the eradication of his pain, thing he did was acquire all of his brain. He had been introduced to the balancing program and basically felt that, you know, I've done everything else to try to get out of pain, so maybe this will help. And so his willingness to return to the mother template for all of reality known as geometry, focus on that every day, he was able to complete the development of his nervous system. His brain became unified, right and left hemisphere, as well as the peripheral nervous system. The next thing that he did was really look at his life. Okay, got more brain tissue here now. Let me really look at what I'm doing. I don't want to basically continue this kind of practice, this kind of law firm. I'd rather do something different. What is my purpose? Key words now. And he recognized that all he wanted to do was help people make wholesome and agreeable decisions about their resources. That's all he wanted to do. He didn't want to have to prove somebody right, somebody else wrong. You know, he didn't want to have everybody know who was the biggest infidel or what, none of that. He just wanted, you got resources that need to be dispersed in a wholesome way. How can we sit down and talk about that and make the decision? That's what he wanted to do. Now, the one word description for that type of conversation is known as mediation. And so he decided that he wanted to mediate in behalf of groups of people, especially couples who were going through, in their mind, something known as a divorce. So he said, I'm going to start working with divorce, but from the perception of mediation. Okay, everybody's got the resources. So how do we want to utilize them in the best interest of all involved, not just one person, et cetera? And so he started mediation law. Now, he was a practicing lawyer for over 25 years before his pain became unbearable that he had to have an answer. And he shared with me that within 5 years of practicing mediation law, he made more money in 5 years practicing mediation law than the whole 25 years of the law firm that he had inherited and taken over. That means he was making an awful lot of money. So I was surprised at that, and I was like, that's really interesting. Okay, so what are you using to mediate? He said, well, I discovered that with a balanced brain, that there were universal laws, laws that were higher than man-made laws, et cetera, that everything complies to. And I was like, oh, okay. So as he was helping others to mediate, he was teaching the rules and the laws on how we can mediate anything, which is through universal principle. So I was like, okay, great. So he said, I think you should, you know, finish the completion of your brain. And I was like, well, you know, I think my brain is pretty good. I hear that a lot, all of you out there. Oh, I think my brain is pretty good. You have no idea. Trust me, you need to balance your brain and complete the development of your nervous system. I don't care how many degrees you got and what you think you know. Do this for yourself, because our environment has been very pathologic, very abnormal, and the nervous system definitely doesn't grow in the face of a pathological environment. It grows very slowly. So the body is mature, but the nervous system and the brain is not. So my thing is that, okay, here I am with cancer. Okay, I know my colleagues can't help me, so this is very simple. 15 minutes a day, let's go for that. Universal principles, okay, you say that this is how everything in the universe thinks and interacts. Well, let me learn that. And I tell you, that is what I did. I balanced my brain, and I said I'm going to start applying universal principles to all areas of my life. And so many of the principles, but they were quite hard to take, and I had to work years in totally embracing these principles. But every day I would wake up and I would at least try and brief myself. Well, my willingness to do just that, after 9 months, I decided that, okay, let's see what's going on with my body. Do you hear me? I didn't even go back to the doctor for 9 months. I was feeling better. I always looked great. And so therefore, my concern was that I just didn't want these tumors to just get out of control, but I really had to become a happier person. I had to have much more contentment from within, and I knew that until I got to that point of emotional and mental contentment that I didn't want to hear anything else about any more tumors in my body. Once I was so at peace and so happy, I said, okay, now I can go here and find out what the deal is. Because you have to understand, and this is very important, listen to me. I was already a vegan. I had been eating a vegan diet for over 23 years. You hear me? No meat, no fresh vegetables. I used to spend hundreds of dollars per week on fresh fruit and vegetables for 23 years. Most people are like, whoa, you know, so much money spent on food. Well, yeah, but that was my one body. But I didn't know that the food that I fed my mental body was so poisonous. I didn't know that because I wasn't thinking in line with universal principles. So 9 months later, I was to have some sensations in my chest and whatever, and I began to recognize because universal principle says that whatever you think is going to become. So I recognized that I was not going to say, oh, my goodness, the tumor is growing because I'm having symptoms in the other side of the chest and a pain went through my side. I got real clear about the fact, well, if the body only believes what I tell it, that is a universal principle, then it's going to do what I say. So I stopped thinking the worst, and I start recognizing that every sensation to me was a sign that my body was taking care of any imbalance. So sensation in the side, sensation in the shoulder, I would thank my body for recognizing the situation and bringing it into balance. That's how I started using my brain and my thinking. So our sponsors want to talk to you again real quick. Let's go to break. And then I'll finish the story real quick because we got some wonderful things lined up for our fall semester. I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Please come and visit us on Facebook, Instagram. We've got a lot of information there for you. But back to the story. So here I am 9 months later. I am emotionally so excited about my life, so appreciative about my life, et cetera, that it didn't matter to me what I was going to find at the time of x-ray, my blood work, et cetera. I knew I had so much more confidence in myself that I could change it. I knew that I could change it. So my thing was, bring it on. So I went to my doctor during break time. So she was the head of a whole department here, so we had private time. I got my x-rays done during that time and blood work. And we reviewed the x-rays together, and the x-rays were completely normal, of which I immediately, because I scanned them right away as soon as they were put up on the U-box, and I immediately accosted the technician and told him, oh, no, you brought me the wrong x-ray. Can you please bring my x-ray? So he says, oh, no, we normally don't do these kind of x-rays, and these are the only chest x-rays in the developer box. And if you notice right down at the bottom, your name is right there. These are yours. Now, with those x-rays being totally normal, because they were not normal 9 months prior, and then my blood work comes back at the same time, all the hormone studies are normal. I was shocked. I could actually almost feel myself jump out of my body. Like, wow, how did I do this? What did I do? okay, I'm thinking the worst, that it's going to be everywhere. It didn't matter, though. I was going to change it. But I changed it already, and I never knew that my willingness to learn the order of the universe and to complete the development of my nervous system and unify my brain would rebuild and support my immune system so that my immune system now could take care of its own business. It's the immune system's responsibility to take care of any imbalance in the body. Tumor formation of any of that. The immune system normally takes care of that. But it can't do that when the blood chemistry based on one's thinking is so inhibitory. So thinking in terms of universal principles, the universal principle is incredible. I was able by finishing the completion of my brain and my nervous system and creating a new method of thinking, which the brain translates into chemistry. That chemistry now was processed by my tissues, and my tissues responded totally different. This is how you heal from the inside out. I don't care what the situation is. So people in the hospital right now, you have tumors, you're preparing for surgery, et cetera. That's your choice. But for you to make sure that whatever results you are seeking, you've got to change your thinking. And the thinking process creates a blood chemistry that communicates precisely what you want your body to do. That communication system is known as your brain and the central nervous system. And if it's not completely developed and unified, then the blood chemistry is incomplete and dilute. Dilute. So therefore, to maximize the concentration of your thoughts made from your brain, you have to allow the brain to be whole and integrate it. So with all the things I've learned how to do, after the results that I got within my own body, and then continuing this, and I shared it with my patients, the result was miraculous. Miraculous. That's why people follow me all over the country. Because the result I'm able to help people achieve in their body is based on them healing themselves. When they get a whole brain and then they use the brain thinking in terms of the universal language, universal principles, they create a blood quality where their body becomes invincible. That's why we can talk about immortality now, because we know how to think. Think in terms of universal principles. Of course you're going to create a blood quality that is going to support anything indefinitely, and especially your own tissues. So we are now at the point where we are offering a full-fledged course in universal principles now in our fall semester. This is a great thing. We've offered this as far as support groups go, etc. Here you are listening to the principles on the radio, but a course in universal principles. Do you need this course? Like, literally, since you were 5 years old. If you have been taught universal principles since you were 5 years old, oh my gosh, this planet would have been totally different quality if that had been taught to us in kindergarten. We wouldn't have the problems that we're having in Washington. We wouldn't have the problems that we're having in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh. We wouldn't have the problems that we're having in Florida and all these, because we create the weather based on our thinking. Puerto Rico, all of it. We wouldn't have these things because we would be thinking in terms of universal principle. We would not perpetuate the ignorance of thinking that because somebody is brown-skinned and someone else has a golden hue to their skin and someone else is peach toned in skin color, that they weren't directly related, that they weren't sisters and brothers. I have pictures right now where mothers are having children who are black and white come out of their one uterus, and they have the exact same genetic archive, which is the genome. They have the same mother and the same father, and they look totally different as far as skin color, but the features are exactly like the mother and the father. Why? Those little twins came to show you that there's no such thing as race, you nuts. I just have to put it that way. You have to stop this foolishness. But it's very difficult when you don't have a fully developed brain and nervous system, and the little brain tissue you have has been programmed with a lie, and then you don't know the universe to free your mind, because universal principles makes it very clear that everything outside of you is another you. Everything. And that's amazing. When you look at a lizard, you're looking at yourself. A worm, you're looking at yourself. A frog, you're looking at yourself. A tree, you're looking at yourself. And if it looks so bizarre and so strange, then what does that say? It says that you don't know yourself and you need to get busy studying. That's what it says, that you have forgotten. This is a great time now on this planet because of what is available to us this 21st century. You can now formally be taught universal principles. And it's great because you can now have full class with each principal. Then you now get a chance to deal with other people. We have cyber support group in New York. We have cyber support group here in Atlanta that goes all over the world. So you're going to get a tremendous amount of reinforcement to start thinking in terms of universal principles. I had to do all this by myself, other than with the group of Arnold Patton, and I recommend his book. Why? Because he's one of the few people who I know has taken the time to totally develop and integrate his brain and nervous system. Everybody's around here writing and they want to be the authorities and things, but they haven't done the internal work to bring the body online with itself, first of all, and then learn the order of the universe. There's very few people who are out here saying that they are leaders that have done this. They die. They die. I'm telling you, you have to kill the body. It has to be a decision for you to make it. We have all kind of scientific proof to let you know that human tissue can live indefinitely. No lifespan on human tissue except what the mind places upon it. So I say to you, do not suffer not one day longer. Get out of debt. Get out of cosmic debt. As long as you cannot think in terms of universal principle, as long as you cannot see another person as yourself, as long as you are constantly looking at somebody and saying, oh, they're Hispanic and they're black and they're this and they're that and this is what they do and that's how they behave and whatever else, et cetera, you are in so much cosmic debt. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter where your house is. This is what they showed us in Philadelphia, in Pittsburgh. Thinking and living in terms of universal principle and understanding that when you're living by universal principle, why do you think about death? Universal principle is just what it is. It constantly imbues life into everything. We see that with our trees. Look, they show you. Don't think I'm dead just because I'm going in to regenerate. Most people never think about the fact that winter is a regeneration period for the trees, for the grass, everything. They didn't die. They went to regenerate. But now who's telling you that? So everybody, oh, the trees died. No, they don't. They're regenerating. The grass is regenerating. The rose bushes are regenerating. They're not dead. And so we have cycles like that where we regenerate. It has nothing to do with death. It's misinformation that you're constantly forcing your brain to process. poisons your tissues. It poisons your tissues. It ages you. Want to know why you age? That's why. So I tell you, I'm so pleased to have gotten this up off of my brain, because I have to be here a very long period of time, because I want to make sure that you learn universal principle and you're able to pass it on to your children, to your grandchildren, etc. We've got to do the time to change the time. The 21st century is totally of our creation. Change the time. So, Miss Felicia, please tell them more about our class coming up. We have a wonderful fall semester, and it's time for you to enroll. Can you imagine being in class with Universal Principles, then being able to hear it on the radio every Wednesday, then coming to the support group with other people, Cyberly Sundays? You're going to learn this so fast with so many other people, et cetera, and you must to save your own life and your own tissues. Miss Felicia, what say you?
Yes, yes, yes. Dr. Jewel, thank you so much for sharing with those who haven't heard it, you know, sharing with everyone the experience. And I am so grateful to be able to be in training and be the instructor for the Living and Being Universal Principles. It's such an exciting time. And your experience is very sobering, okay, and very expansive as to what we can now accomplish just because you have, not just, because you have already laid a phenomenal foundation and platform by which now we can excel, you know, and not have to have some of the same traumatic experiences. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And in this course, you know, it's time to align, shine, and create abundant living and being universal principles. We are going to be, this 13-week course, we're going to be applying and learning the basic specific laws and principles that govern all matter. That language you talked about, we're going to be showing you and giving you the language of the cosmos and the universe so that you can know how to live and be universal principles and create that new blood quality, okay? And we can say that you can create that new blood quality in the time span of 127 days, plasmas, okay? So you're going to receive in-depth insights and everyday examples of how to apply or the misapplication of these principles, and how, whether you have been conscious or unconsciously, and mostly unconsciously using these principles, what the manifestations look like in your life. You will be able to see in real time and how you have been out of alignment with the universal principles. And now taking this class empowers you, supports you to be able to get in alignment with the universal principles and be able to pass this on. Like you said, for those who have young children, starting at 5, starting now, because it's not too late. You can start wherever you are, okay? So it's exciting. We're going to be together for 13 weeks. It's going to be, we have planned for you intense interaction, okay? So you will have homework, essays. We have course material books that will come with the course. And we're going to meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for an hour and a half, 90 minutes, 7 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesdays. Some people know it as CLEO, but that's when we'll be getting together for our virtual, our cyber course. And I'm excited. I am so excited. And thank you.
Well, so am I. And, you know, I'm hearing you all out there. No, this does not interfere with your religion. Not at all. Okay.
Right.
Obviously, you know, we're looking at what religions have been able to do for us. And mm-hmm. we can all say that we've seen limitations. We're living mm-hmm. through limitations. But the mm-hmm. universe has not disappointed you yet. Well, how do you know that? Well, are you breathing? Yes, you are. Okay. Is there some level? Yes, it is. Do you have stardust or what you may call soil under your feet? Yes, you do. this is the universe, and because of how it thinks, it's able under all conditions to offer standard level of performance that supports all life.
Mm-hmm.
So this was proof for me, is that anytime I can wake up and I don't have to figure out how to mix my air for the day or to make water for the day, the ground under my feet is stable, et cetera, I need to learn how that consistency of behavior thinks. How does that happen with all the changes that appear to be going on the earth? Overall, everything is standardized and stable. That's how you want to think in terms of your own life, because of course you're going to have experiences. That's the wonderful thing about life. But now to totally succumb to them because you don't know how to think in terms of the universe and the opportunity that every experience you create for yourself offers you, you blow it. And you start thinking incorrectly, and it poisons your bloodstream because the brain has to translate that. And then the bloodstream is poisoned, no immune system, anything can attack your body. So it's time now to recognize you weren't put here to suffer, to have limitations. You think that, then the body has to make sure that it creates a magnetic field for you to have those experiences. And this is a wonderful thing to know, that you are poor because of your thinking. So what does that mean? That thinking is you're distracted, you're doing something that is not in alignment with what you're created and agreed to do, but you are distracted, then no, you're not going to have the money because you're off doing something that has nothing to do with your natural magnetic field. See, these are the things that you have to basically learn. Okay, you're not here cursed, and this is just your state in life. It's all sitting there above your neck, okay? The brain. What are you telling that brain, okay? And if you're not thinking in alignment with the universe, all this abundance, et cetera, thinking in that thing, then how can you have it? People do a lot of things to have money, and they pay dearly for it.
Especially
when they have magnetized it to themselves, not doing what they love. It is living hell. Stop it. But you got to basically build a confidence in yourself that doing what you love always pays. All you have to do is think about how you want to experience what you love. So I have all kinds of pictures of people. They're multimillionaires doing what they love. This one man, one of my favorite teachers, he's sitting in a wheelbarrow covered with worms. He has worms up to his neck. Only thing dangling out is his hands and his feet in the wheelbarrow. And he's a multimillionaire because that's all he does is sell worms. He loves worms, and he sells them to all of these farms and everything to make sure that their soil is aerated. He sells them by the thousands of pounds. Who would ever think that you could become a multimillionaire selling worms? Well, I'm sure Bazooka Bubblegum, who thought you could be some millionaire making bubblegum. Wrigley's Gum, Bazooka, all these different things. These people are very wealthy because they love it. The pork and bean man, okay? I'm like, it's amazing, okay? Anything can bring to you what you desire when you love it, when you love it and you appreciate it. Yes, these are the things that you have to learn. This is the law. So our fall semester is with us. We are so excited about it. We're back from the lab. We're all tuned up and ready to continue to give you the owner's manual information. You've got to get your owner's manual. How do you run a human body? You don't know. And you're investing in everything else except yourself. You've got to learn to run this human body here this century. It demands it. People are getting microchips put in now and all kind of stuff by the thousands. But they don't know how to run a body, because if they knew their body, they would know they got the greatest microchip sitting right up in the middle of their brain. It's right in the middle of their brain. It's amazing. They got one that is made out of protein. It sits there in the center of the brain, known as the corpus callosum, the 441. And it is hooked up to all planetary objects, including our master star system, which is the northern star, Sirius B. Mm-hmm. We're already hooked up to the cosmos, and you don't even know it. You can't even turn it on. You cannot accept and understand the download that you're getting. Where is this? I don't know why. Yeah, the download. You don't recognize that every thought you think is a transmission. Come on now. You've got to get with the program. So join us. Yeah, you do. You got to get with the program here. You got join. Do this for yourself. Learn how to think in terms of universal principle. This brings everything into unity, okay? You can help redeem your religion by thinking in terms of the universe, which is a manifestation of the God of all things, because most of these religions have forgotten that. They have their own little opinion. Can you imagine why would a religion want to separate itself from other people when we're all the same? So when they start that, you know right away they've lost their universal focus. Learn your truth and bring it to the things that you love. So check us out, www.juif.education. All of our courses there. We've got a wonderful course again with Dr. Pierman. Learn how to take care of that immune system. They've got all these diseases waiting for you. And they're always going to be here. But only the people who don't know how to think properly in terms of universal principle are going to be susceptible to them. That is how you allow these experiences to come into your life, because you're not thinking wholeheartedly. Listen to the words. Where are you thinking from? If it's coming from your heart, what do you expect? So you got to learn about that heart. What does the heart do? If you had your owner's manual, you would know why the heart is so important. And check it out. One of the first leading causes of death in the Western world, because of the heart. They don't know how to operate a heart. How do you operate a heart? How do you think for the benefit of everyone relative to the heart? So you don't know this, and it's ready for you. It's written. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. And we will see you next Wednesday. Ms. Felicia, you have anything to say?
Just join us cyber on Sunday as well for the Universal Principle Support Group. We will look forward to seeing your enrollment. Email us at upsg.jewish.education. That's upsg@jewish.education. We love you. And until next time, peace, love, and greetings, living universal principles.
Thank you for sharing this hour with us. You've been listening to the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Ms. Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principle Support Group, upsg@juif.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.